This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, you're on air with Paul and Fiona. Now, actually, we're welcoming our final guest, Nayuka Gori. Nayuka is a Gunai, Gunditjmara, Wurundjeri and Yorta Yorta writer. Thank you for coming into the studio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, of course, Nayuka has got the wonderful Basil on her lap, who has been our star mascot for the day.
Unofficial member of the team there this morning. He's been a delight, hasn't he?
He has, a little bit distracting and certainly distracting our guest, but that's fair enough.
Oh,
it's easy to be distracted. Thanks for coming into the studio. So you're part of the Melbourne Writers Festival. We have such a fantastic Writers Festival this year, and you're part of a panel on Black Diverse Black Academics Argue the Toss, Should Australia Day Happen on January 26th? Mm. One of many topics, of course, I'm sure that you could speak on. Who are some of the other people that are going to be on that panel?
Who do we have? Sorry, I haven't had a chance to look. I've got about 7 events for Melbourne Writers Festival. So
wow.
I'm taking each day as it comes.
Okay.
Fairly busy.
That is busy. What's it? I mean, we have had, through the Writers Festival, we've had a number of guests in here that have been talking about activism and the price of activism on a personal level, as well as, what drives activists. Maybe you can tell us how you came to your work.
Yeah, sure. So I guess straight up, I don't really consider myself an activist, primarily because I don't really do a lot of, or I don't do organising or that sort of thing. My role in, I guess, any sort of fight is primarily as a writer. Mm. So that's my work. And I think the role of the writer is to bear witness, but also I think also I'm really interested in I'm interested in history and how we'll look back, say 30 years from now, and I think writing is a good way to document the things that are happening now so that, the next generation or the generation after can see what was happening. Because I look at writers like, and I'm not, this is by no means a comparison at all, but writers like James Baldwin, I think, did a really good job of capturing what was happening at the time. And I think, so it's not necessarily activism, but I think it's still really important politically driven work. And I came to that because I liked reading and also saw the importance of black writers such as Celeste Little and Amy Maguire. And how the internet was starting to, what that was doing for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So having women like that, I think, encouraged me to pick up the pen or laptop or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, isn't the role, you're right, the role of the writer is to give a narrative about what is going on. And I think it's important that those things get laid down and make sure that they're well understood. How do you draw inspiration from the work that you do?
Can you say that again?
Yeah, when you're writing, where do you draw your inspiration from? Is it about your family? Is it about you? Do you observe other people in their family life?
Yeah, I think I've been thinking a lot about observation. I think that's primarily where it comes from. So looking at the world and also, what things are we talking about? What should we be talking about? And what voices do we need to hear? I think some things I don't need to write about. We're not always the right person to write that thing. But also something I've been more interested in lately, I've done a lot less publishing this year, thinking about the quiet, unspoken things. I'm interested in the things that we aren't talking about, I think, a bit more lately.
Give an example of that.
Yeah, well, so something I wrote recently was called Psycho White Dream Girls, which was published by Kill Your Darlings. And that was around, I guess in a roundabout way, it was about colonial anger and revenge. And I don't think that's something we get to talk about. So it was relying on pop culture, but also academic writing to make the point. And yeah, that wasn't reactive to anything that was happening, like, in my immediate surroundings, but it was something that I couldn't stop thinking about. So yeah, those are the things that are really driving me at the moment, the obsessive thoughts that, yeah, I'm sure we all have them, but that's been a big motivator. I also, like, traditionally I wrote a lot from a place of anger, and I was just on a panel about, as part of Queer Motions, about anger. I think anger can be a really generative emotion when it comes to writing.
Well, it certainly, you know, gets the fire going in your belly and gives you the impetus. And I think that one of the challenges, of course, that we face at the moment is the we're in a sort of an atmosphere of outrage and anger and outrage responding to each other and responding to other you know, commentators is often what fuels a lot of writing. So it's great to know that you're also working on educating and writing about things that are unspoken or less spoken. And Kill Your Darlings is a really beautiful literary publication for listeners who may not be aware, but you can read some fantastic writers in that particular publication. So on the topic of the switching guards a little bit here, I really want to talk about the birthing trees on the Western Highway because I'm sure that you have an insight that we can share with our listeners. I want to make sure that people are really aware of what's going on there.
Yeah, so at the moment, so the Victorian government is looking to extend the Western Freeway. It'll save, I think according to their estimates, it'll save around 2 minutes on the Western Freeway, or 3 minutes, sorry. The problem is there are, like, nearly 1,000-year-old trees, sacred trees, that are significant for our people. So my grandmother's a Djaparong woman, Sandra Onus. She's been one of the people leading the fight out there. There are a whole bunch of people camped out there at the moment and have been camped out there for around over a year to protect the trees and to protect our culture and the land. I haven't been out in a while. I'm actually pregnant with twins.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So I haven't been able to do much except vomit. Sorry. Good to be out of the house today. But people are still fighting to protect it. There's been a lot of back and forth in legal action, and there's been a lot of support from... There you go, Basil. Thanks, Matt. There's been a lot of solidarity from a bunch of different people in the queer community. The Trades Hall went and did a blockade recently, and there have been Aboriginal people from all over Victoria come out to support. There have been fundraisers and, yeah, there's a lot of... We need to protect these trees. Australia is often spoken about as a young country, and I understand as a colonial nation it is only pretty recent, but the Australia that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people know is much, much older, and this is a part of our history and our heritage. The way that people cried for the Notre Dame is... You know, that is the way that we feel about our sacred sites. Anyway,
the land is everything. So, what has the government response been to the request not to actually take the trees down?
They've sent in workers to try and build the road, and they've sent in a lot of police officers who have been extremely hostile. I think the Daniel Andrews government is very effective at presenting a progressive front, but in reality, we've seen, like, hyper-incarceration of Aboriginal people. We've seen the arrest of key people, key organisers, Djaparong organisers. So they might look like they're doing a nice thing, but in reality, they're actually quite hostile.
It's just unusual. I think from our community's point of view, there's been lots of positive things that have come out of the Andrews government in terms of supporting LGBTI issues in our community. So it seems, I guess, frustrating that, you know, something with an environmental impact that is part of history, is part of culture, is part of land, isn't getting the same support.
Yeah, I mean, I've this week spent a bit of time with also during this week, and it all this is why a lot of Aboriginal people are distrusting of the police. They've and the government this week. Aunty Tanya Day's coronial inquest has started. I'm not sure if you're across that, but Aunty Tanya Day died in as a result of injuries sustained during police custody, and so her inquest.
She was taken off a train, allegedly for being intoxicated.
And the government have since announced that they're going to decriminalise intoxication.
Yeah.
Yep. But at the same time as having the Japurung fight, they've also they scheduled movement at the Japurung trees at the same time as the coronial inquest to kind of split people up. So it's they can be a really hostile government.
Nika, we are running out of time. We've only got a few moments left. I think the important thing is to talk and to make people aware of issues and concerns such as this. I wasn't aware of the tree issue myself, so it's great that we're talking about it. But I think as we go on our journey as an Australian nation, we cannot forget our First Peoples, and to make sure that those issues, particularly around those concerning land and concerning the treatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, is actually just discussed and people are aware of what is going on. So thank you very much for coming in to talk to us here on Saturday Magazine this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, and good luck with all your engagements on the Writers' Festival here in Melbourne.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.